Welcome to a special edition of Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. I'm not joined by Adam Cheek this evening. I'm joined by another one of my buddies. This time, the sarcastic one, that being Michael Massey. Massey, what's going on, brother? How you doing, buddy?
Nothing much. I'm pretty good. I didn't know I was the sarcastic one.
Well, oh, come on. You know as well as I do you are the sarcastic one. Everybody from Front Stretch, even probably your own family knows that, brother.
I'm the nice angel.
I know you were nice to one person this afternoon because, well, he wasn't feeling the best. That would be Timmy Hill. And Massey, you broke some news surrounding Timmy Hill's exclusion from the season opener Pro Invitational race at the virtual Dirt Bristol Motor Speedway. Now, his name was not among the 38 names on the entry list. Why? How does he feel about it? And what does MBM have to say? And what is their reaction to being left out?
So I will clarify that I didn't break the news that he wouldn't be in it. They released the entry list earlier today, and there were 38 entries, and he was not one of them. And after doing some research, it turns out that 36 of them went to the charter teams, which that makes sense, you know. But Kevin Harvick and Brad Keselowski are sitting out of it. So essentially Austin Cindric and Ryan Preece take their spot. Okay. But then Fox has four other spots that they're supposed to fill, allegedly. And they filled two of them with Clint Bowyer and Dale Earnhardt Jr. So there's two spots that they did not fill. So, and Timmy, who won last year in the Pro Invitational, did the bump and run on William Byron to pick up the victory. He was left out and he was pretty bummed out. And as a result, MBM Motorsports, the team he races for, is probably going to cut back on the Cup schedule.
No, hold back for just a moment, Massey. You're saying there's 38 teams. Isn't there spots for 40? So why couldn't he have just taken one of the two available spots?
Well, Fox apparently didn't invite him. And he said that, going into the season, he believed that if you attempted every race, you'd be invited to it. Mm-hmm. He was led to believe that. So he's done that. He has attempted all six races so far. He failed to qualify Daytona, but he still attempted it. And they left him off of it because he doesn't have a charter. It turned out it was just charter teams and whoever Fox invited.
Now, Michael, he just doesn't do this for fun. I mean, you were talking about a little bit earlier in the first answer that they're going to have to scale back now on the Cup side of things due to the non-exposure that they probably would have received. He does this for, like, kind of what I just said, for the exposure, for his sponsors. How detrimental is this for his sponsor and for their brand, in which they could attach many, many new customers?
Oh, it's huge for them because it turns out they were actually packaging their sponsorships to do iRacing events as well as Cup events. And the iRacing events were the big sellers because, think about it, when you're watching a Cup race, how often do you see Timmy Hill on your TV screen?
Not that often. Getting lapped? I mean, let's be honest.
Exactly. You know, MBM doesn't have the best equipment and he's not able to really showcase his talent. But in those Pro Invitational races, he finished in the top three in six of the seven.
Yeesh.
So he was on TV the whole time. And I mean, just because it's an iRacing event doesn't mean that the sponsorship exposure is any different, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're still going to be on television. Right. I just don't get that whatsoever. But final thing here before we let you go, bro. You were mentioning Fox basically just didn't put the two open spots and give them to anybody. So how much, if at all, does Fox have part of the blame in all of this? And should they figure out a different way in the future on how drivers are eligible for these type of events?
Well, it seems like a lot of the blame is on Fox. And I think NASCAR, you know, Fox is paying the bills. So NASCAR, you know, why would they fight it? But in the future, remember last year when it first started out, the first couple events, it was almost like the Wild West where it was like anybody could join. But I believe for a little bit they had it so that there were heat races beforehand for like the lesser named guy, you know, non-chartered guys to make it through. And I think it should go back to that, you know, have your 36 chartered, guaranteed a spot in there. And then whoever else wants to, they have to come through this heat race. I think that's the most fair thing.
For more information on this, my man, Michael Massey, has got a fantastic article. I mean, folks, it is the number one article on frontstretch.com. You can just literally type in frontstretch.com and it will pop up the very first thing you see. Massey, it's always a pleasure. I always appreciate you and your friendship, even though you're kind of a meanie sometimes. But I always appreciate you. Good. I know. Oh, come on. Don't be shocked that I said that. I could have said something worse. But but in all seriousness, great work tonight. Great scoop. And I appreciate you coming on the podcast, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Michael Massey, editor and reporter for frontstretch.com, joining the program, talking about Timmy Hill being excluded from the NASCAR Cup Series Pro Invitational Series at the Bristol Dirt Track. Well, that is it for this edition of Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Owen. You can follow Michael on Twitter at M_Massey22. That is M_Massey22. You can also follow my co-host on Sundays, Adam Cheek, at Adam in Cheek. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianOwen. For all the latest, check out Front Stretch's Twitter page at Front Stretch or frontstretch.com. From all of us here at Front Stretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.